Start your day the Torah way, Northwest London, Thursday, 27th of Nisan, 28th of April, 12th day of the Omer, Rabbi Chaim Perlman, Shlita, Lechem Mishnah. This week's Torah was sponsored by Family David Levy on the yahrzeit of his late father, Reb Shaul Ben Reb Kisrael Alevi, the Chorin Levrocha, whose yahrzeit was yesterday, and also for his father-in-law, Yosef Ben Yisrael Yechiel, whose yahrzeit was on the 21st of Nisan.
Good morning. The subject is the question of Lechem Mishnah, how one can be motzi b'nei beiso, how one should be motzi members of his household with Lechem Mishnah. I have to say that when I first came as a young married into my father-in-law's house, I always had a dilemma. He made the Brichas HaMotzi on the Lechem Mishnah, and members of the household made their own bracha or Brichas HaMotzi. So I wasn't sure whether I should make the bracha or as well, because perhaps he didn't have kavana to be motzi me, or maybe I should be yotze with his bracha. So I plucked up the courage and I asked him, and he said yes, that he didn't have kavana to be motzi the olam with the bracha, but only to be motzi the day Lechem Mishnah. And I was a little puzzled about this, because it seemed to be not quite in accordance with the halacha which I had been used to, and therefore I looked into the subject a little bit more, and I found that there are indeed four or possibly five different shittas as to how one should be carry out this the mitzvah of Lechem Mishnah. According to the Taz, the mitzvah of Shorish Sudas and Lechem Mishnah is diraisa. I don't think that everybody accepts that, but certainly there is a shita in halacha that the three sudas and Lechem Mishnah is even diraisa. So the first shita would seem to be initially, let's say, 4 days. That is, in order to be yotze Lechem Mishnah, you have to have two things. Number one, he has to be motzi you with the bracha, and number two, he has to have Lechem Mishnah in front of him as well. And you are yotze with Shomea Ka'ona. But there are two conditions. Number one, that he should make the bracha, and number two, that he should have Lechem Mishnah. And if, let's just say, you take a slice of bread and just listen to the bracha, but don't actually take a piece from the Lechem Mishnah, you wouldn't have been yotze Lechem Mishnah. So two conditions are required.
What do you say? You're not yotze. What did you just say? You say not. Sorry, didn't
you wouldn't be yotze yet. You wouldn't be yotze. The found other shittas that no, the ikka is the bracha. As long as you hear the bracha and the bracha is being said over the Lechem Mishnah, you don't have to actually have Lechem Mishnah in front of you. You could take a slice of bread from the table and you'd also be yotze chiddush. And the third shita would be, yes, you only require one condition, but the one condition is that you partake from the Lechem Mishnah in front of the Baal HaBayis, but you can make your own bracha. And then there's a fourth shita, which is a slight variation, could be five shittas, but let's say four, that you don't have to hear the bracha, you make your own bracha, and you can don't have to participate from the Lechem Mishnah, as long as you're present when the Lechem Mishnah, the Baal HaBayis, makes the bracha HaMotzi, and also has Lechem Mishnah in front of him, then you can be yotze with your own bracha and your own slice of bread. It often happens that people are particularly diet conscious these days, and perhaps someone doesn't want to eat from regular bread or matzah, wants, let's say, to have a whole meal or special gluten-free, whatever it is, and of course that's not provided in the Lechem Mishnah. So how is he going to be yotze the Lechem Mishnah if he's not going to participate, if according to this four shita, there would be a heter for him, as long as he's present when the bracha is being made, and when the Baal HaBayis separates the Lechem Mishnah, but he can eat from his own bread, he will still be yotze Lechem Mishnah. That would be a big kula, which would be, for those who are diet conscious or whatever it is, could be a big help for them. They don't have to participate, don't have to actually eat from the bread which they don't particularly want to eat from. Let me go through it again. And the Tosfos first of all says in Maseches Brachos, and asks the following question. The Gemara says in Brachos, Ein hamasubin reshoin litam ad sheyitam hamavorech. Those who are at the meal and they've been yotz to the bracha of the balabayas shouldn't taste from the food until the balabayas has tasted himself from the food. This could be possibly a halacha and hilchas brachas, or possibly it's halacha and hilchas derech eretz. I mean, mitzad brachas, you'd be yotz even if you jumped in first and ate what you have in front of you. But mitzad hilchas brachas, it's not derech eretz, because he's, after all, has the mitzvah of the lechem mishnah in front of him. Therefore, it's more a derech kovod that he should be the one to participate. On the other hand, maybe it's halacha and hilchas brachas, that you shouldn't eat before the person who is, after all, the chalos bracha is when the person makes the bracha and participates from the food, and you are jumping in before the chalos bracha has something to be chal on, therefore perhaps that's a din hilchas brachas. Incidentally, I notice in many places where they make kiddush on Friday night in shul, the shliach tzibur makes kiddush, and it takes a bit. Then he goes immediately. Goes on to Aleinu, and the children haven't yet been drunk the wine because it takes time for the shamans to give out the wine, and that is questionable as to whether is that the right thing to do. The Chalukah Deus on that as well, but that will be another subject. So the says the Tosfos in Brachos. It says on the one hand it says Einam Masubin Rishoyin Nito Mach Nito Amavorich. Says Tosfos V'Temor. But the Gemara in Arvei Pesachim, Ahu Sabo to Gochin Veshosi, there was a certain elderly gentleman who bent over and drank before the Mavorich actually drank himself. And then Tosa says, "Rishami yesh kishi yesh lecholechot ki kora ukosa biyodai yichodin lishtes afilo kodem amavorich." So Tosa brings the Rishami and says, if everybody has their own kosa in front of them, then it doesn't matter that he participates, takes from his cup before the Mavorich takes from his cup. This often happens that, as I say, you've got a simcha, a mitzvah, and the one person is making the making kiddush, and not everybody has their own kos in front of them. What's the best eitzah? What's the best eitzah to fulfill the mitzvah of kiddush? Again, that's another subject which I don't have time to go in now, but it's various eitzahs as to what the best way is to do it. We have to leave that on one side because I haven't got the time to go into that now. And so the Tosfos brings from the Yerushalmi, as long as the person has his own food in front of him, then he's not reliant on the food of the Mavorech, then indeed it wouldn't matter if he jumped in first. That's what Tosfos brings from the Yerushalmi. Vasar mikutsi hoya omer. In botza mavorich venosan lechalechot chelkei, if the mavorich makes the bracha and he hands out the bread or whatever it is to the participants, ein sorach lahamtin kolechot asheyitam mavorich. Bodi amrin hocha ein amesubin reshoin nitam. Ah, we say here the Gemara says you're not allowed to taste first. Hainu lahaktim veliftzoa min apas she botza mavorich. In other words, if you go, as long as the person has handed out a portion from his main portion, it doesn't matter that you jump in first. And then Tosfos and Pesachim add something else. And Tosfos and Pesachim says, either it means that, no, but when we say that you're not allowed to taste, that means if you don't have a loaf of bread in front of you yourself, if you have a loaf of bread in front of you yourself, then you can taste before the Mavorich. Inami says, B'Shabbos, Yigun She'in Lohem Lechem Mishneh, De'os Trichin Lechel Mebitziosai. It could be, when it says, Einam Asubin Rishoyin Nita Machiyitam Amavorich, is because you are dependent on Lechem Mishneh, on his Lechem Mishneh. That being so, therefore, you can't jump in and eat first, because if you do so, then you're not being yotz of the lechem mishnah. Now, says the this is brought in the Shulchan Aruch. Says in the Shulchan Aruch, Ein abesubin reshoin nitoim, ad sheyitoim habutzea. Avol muter lo seis lochal echot chelkei kodim she'ochel hu. As long as he's made the bracha on the lechem mishnah, he can hand it out, and then the people can eat. They don't have to wait anymore. Vehemiam tinu ad sheyochel hu. He says, first of all, he says they should wait until he eats. The imkol echot ochel mikikoro. However, if he has, he's not dependent on the balabais. He's got his own kikar in front of them. Vein kulam zukukim the kikar shabiyad abotzer. Rishoyim litzam kod imu shabbos. However, if it's shabbos, that's not a good eitzah. Sorry, shehed lefnei amusubim lechem mishne chus mimash lefnei abotzer. He'd have to have his own lechem mishne because otherwise he won't be yotzer lechem mishne. And again, it's brought in two places in Shulchan Aruch. But the Shulchan Aruch doesn't actually say beferish as to whether the Bnei Bayis can make their own bracha or not. It's brought in the Korban Nesanel and Arvi Pesachim, and the Korban Nesanel says as follows: the Chayim b'Shabbos im rotsa kol echad lechol mikikoroi. If each person wants to eat from his own loaf of bread, tzorich shiyeh lefonov shtayim mishum lechem mishne. He'll have to have his own lechem mishne. Umikan nira, and says the Korban Nesanel, k'shamasubin tzrichin dekikoroi shel balabayis. If they haven't got their own lechem mishne, which is not everybody has lechem mishne. So if he doesn't have his lechem mishne in front of him, k'shamasubin tzrichin dekikoroi shel balabayis b'Shabbos v'yomtiv. Tzrichin lechaven lotseis bebirchas hamotzi. He's got to have kavona to be yotze the brocha of the birchas hamotzi. Kamo bekiddush. Ubalabayis tzorich lechaven lehotzi hamesubin to be in on das shemaya umashmiya. And kamo shemotzi habalabayis hamesubin bekosher kiddush. Vedai lohem banias amein. Hu adin bebirchas hamotzi. Alkol ponim b'Shabbos im ein hamesubin lechem mishne yanu amen leyavorchu birchas hamotzi. So clear from the Korban Nesanel, in order to be yotze the lechem mishne, if you haven't got your own lechem mishne in front of you, you have to be yotze with the brocha of the balabais. This is brought in. It's not beferish in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says you have to be yotze. It doesn't. Beferish say you have to be yotze with the brocha. It's a little ambiguous in the Shulchan Aruch, but it's brought in the Mishnah Berurah, the Aruch HaShulchan, Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Chai Odom, all bring this. So it seems to be the bulk of the Poskim Halacha seem to paskin like this Korban Nesanel. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, says Lochein Hamedaktikim Noyagim Shabalabayis Kishenot Al Yodav Eino Boitzea Ad Sheyitlu Kol HaMesubim Es Yodem VeYoshen Al HaShulchan. The Balabayis has to wait till everybody's done the Tillas Yodayim and sitting at the table. VeOz Boitzea Alechem Mishne VeKulam Yotzin Dechavosa Bezer VeApim Kama Sheyesh Lefnei Kol Echol MeHamesubim Lechem Mishne Mikoma Kama Lefnei Anoshim Ein Derech Litein Lefnei. The women folk are equally obliged in Lechem Mishne, possibly Midiraisa as well, and there's another subject we won't go into now, but presumably they don't have their own lechem mishne. Lechein tzorich habalabayis lehamtin aleim lechein yesh ligdoiv linhoig k'moshe kosa shalechem mishne yirak lefnei habalabayis hu yamtin. He's got to wait at shekol hamesubin yesh v'la shulchan anoshim v'noshim v'zeu mitzvah min hamufra. He doesn't say it's miyake hamedaktikim zeu mitzvah min hamufra. He should listen to the brocha of the balabais. If you look in the Chassidish Sforim, the Chassidim in their Tishin didn't used to wait for the women folk to come, and therefore the women folk, how could they be Yotze Lechem Mishne? So there is a problem, and therefore we see that in spite of the fact that this is the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Mishnah Berurah, the Aruch HaShulchan, Chai Odom, they don't actually say it's me'akev, it says medaktikim, and so also the Mishnah Berurah seems to say tzrichin lechaven not seis bebirchas hamotzi. But we find elsewhere to be melamed zchus on those who are not who make their own bracha, and this seems to be a common practice. I found in the melamed lehoyel, melamed lehoyel quotes, and he says that this was the minig in. Kena minig b'Hungaria, that people would make their own bracha. Kena minig b'Hungaria, Poland, Ruslan, v'rov Ashkenaz. She'echod she'birich balabayis, shachar she'birich balabayis, birchas ha'moitzi, b'Shabbos, v'noisein prusa l'chol echod me'ech l'shulchona, mevorech kol echod le'atma. It's a very widespread minig that people make their own bracha. So we have to be melamed zchus. It seems to be connected the Korban, what the Korban Nesanel says. The son of the Korban Nesanel, in Shaias and Shuvas Yedidya Teyah Vile, he's the son of the Korban Nesanel, has his own Shaias and Shuvas, and he writes as follows: Kashahoya b'Shabbos, and he quotes Tov Kuf Chof Gimel, so it means actually Maisa Shahoya. Eitzel Ovi v'agon bal korban asan. The son, who was a Pesach in his own right, he visited his father, the korban asan. Raw, he saw Shechoza Midvarav. He saw that he'd actually didn't practice what he actually wrote in his in the korban asan. The after Shabbos, he niach lemesubin sheyavorku ba'atzmon ha'mitzvah. Also on Shabbos, he let the people, Bnei Bayis, to make their own bracha. And he says, v'shekein masim b'chol yom, d'chol echod mevorech ha'mitzvah. Because masim b'chol yom, each person made his own bracha. Ofu chazi ma'amad avak. Go and see what the minig is. And apparently the minig was, like the Melamed Lehoya says, that each person made his own bracha. Ve'en echol raya gedoy namizu. Hare. Shekachu minig kadmon. This is what the son of the Korban Sana writes. Shekachu minig kadmon. Shekol echod min ha'masubin mevorech ha'moitzi. Mikol makom yotzin yedei mitzvah lecha mishnah. So they make, they're not yotzin with the bracha of the balabayas, and they make their own bracha. And it seems to be that was a very widespread minig, which is keneged the Shulchan Aruch, keneged the Mishnah Berurah, or Hashulchan Chayotam Shulchan Aruch Harav, some of the major poskim. But apparently the minig was not like what they say. So therefore they say the argument is that it could be that as we said before, that the balabais is mitzi with the betzias hapas, with actually cutting the bread and delivering it, but not with the bracha. And it makes a lot of sense when you think about it, because the bracha of hamitzi is a birchas ha-nenin. It's not a birchas ha-mitzvahs. Unlike kiddush, which is a birchas ha-mitzvahs, the birchas ha-govan is clearly a birchas ha-mitzvahs there. It's a bit of a hybrid. It's got an element of birchas ha-nenin, but it's also, you can't make kiddush without wine. So the wine is like a birchas ha-mitzvahs.
The people who are yotzim to make own mitzvah, they have to make their own bracha on the wine. I didn't quite get the question. Some people who make their own mitzvah, they have to make their own bracha for mitzvah. So the Balabais is kiddush and it gives wine to everybody. Do they have to make their own bracha? All right, let's leave that one aside because we haven't got time to discuss it, but it is the connection.
Whether it's an exact parallel between Kiddush, clearly the Poskim do bring the parallel with Kiddush. Whether it's an exact parallel or not, we'll have to leave on one side because I haven't got time to discuss that. But Al Kopanim is brought from the Eshel Avram from Bochash, major Pesach, and this is the different shittas, what exactly the Eshel Avram meant. And I quote you the Loshen of the Eshel Avram, and there's a couple of difficulties in his Loshen, but that's what the others rely on. Says the Eshel Avram, Yotzi midei chovas lechem mishne b'shemiyo, gam shabrocha shal nenin, even though it's a birchas ha-nenin, eino yotzi chovosai, o mavorek b'vnei atzmai. So he says, you've got to listen to the brocha b'shemiyo, listening, but you're not yotzi with the brocha. You make your own brocha, but you still have to listen to the brocha. That's a very, seems to be a tarity de sasri. You're listening to the bracha, why aren't you yotze? He says, you listen, mipia shmiyo, you've got to listen to the bracha, but you make your own bracha at the same time. Mikomoke mitzvahs lecha mishne ala betzio, kodem anos ha'achilo, mahani bekach shlichus. So the shlichus, the fact that he has lecha mishne, he's your shliach for the lecha mishne. Or mahani gam kodem nitzas yadayim, even if before nitzas yadayim, the other people haven't yet washed their hands, that's not considered to be a hefsi. So it's clear from what is clear is that the betzio is the etzem mitzvah of lecha mishne, and the bracha, he says, yes, you yotzim b'shmiyah, mimonoshim. If the betzio is the mitzvah, then why do I have to listen to the bracha? If you're making your own bracha. But it seems to be you've got to listen to the bracha, but you're not yotzim with the bracha, and then you make your own bracha. At the same time, the balabais acts as your shliach. The difficulty, as I say, is if the betzio is the mitzvah, then what do I need the shmir for? That's one difficulty. And the other difficulty is, if it's a mitzvah shebegufo of cutting bread, well, we have a cloud, nobody can put on, you can't point a shliach to put on your tefillin. It's a mitzvah shebegufo, and how can you make appoint a shliach for something which requires an action? If it requires an action, then you have to do that action, not somebody else, you can't appoint a shliach. Okay, that's the difficulties which need to be resolved. I'm not going to resolve them straight away now, but Al Kopanim, the shita of the Eshel Avram clearly is that you make your own bracha. It says it's a birchas hanenin, and therefore you make your own bracha, and you're not yotzei the bracha of the Baal HaBayis. Nonetheless, you can be yotzei lecha mishnah. So we have a third shitta, and this is brought. Rav Slavishek brings in his Harei Kedem. He brings from his father and from Rav Chaim Brisker. He says that was the minhag of Rav Chaim Brisker. And Rav Chaim Brisker says as follows: brought a raya from Rashi. And it says in Gemara Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, Omer Rabbi Abba, b'Shabbos chayev odom livtzor al shtei kikoros. The Gemara says you're chayev to have lechem mishnah. Dichsiv lechem mishnah, and he quotes the pasuk. Says Rashi, the person is chayev odom livtzor al shtei kikoros. Says Rashi, b'birchas hamotzi. Rashi says you chayev odom livtzor al shtei kikoros, b'birchas hamotzi. What's Rashi adding here? B'birchas hamotzi. Says Rav Chaim, it's clear from Rashi that the essence of the Lechem Mishnah is to be yotzer with the brocha of the Bodseya. That is the Iker. So again, we go from one extreme, to the other. Either the mitzvah is you've got to listen to the brocha, like the Mishnah Berurah and the Chayotam and everybody else say, listen to the brocha and also participate. In other words, eat from the Lechem Mishnah of the Baal HaBayis. Two conditions. You have to listen to the brocha and be yotzer with his brocha. This is the Mishnah Berurah Chayotam, yotzer with his brocha, and also eat from the Lechem Mishnah, which the Baal HaBayis is Bodseya. On the other hand, we found that there are second shitta, is that you don't not yotzer with the brocha at all. As long as you participate from and take a piece of bread from the Lechem Mishnah, yeah, that much you have to do, but the brocha is not an essential. The brocha you can be yotzer yourself. Now we've got a third shitta. The third shita is you can have your own bread, a slice of bread in front of you. But as long as the Baal HaBayis makes the brocha for you, and the Baal HaBayis is making the brocha on the Lechem Mishnah, that is motzi you, even though you're not actually participating in the Lechem Mishnah, you're not actually eating from the Lechem Mishnah. So it's a third shita. In other words, the second and third shita say there's only one condition. The first shita says when there's only one condition, it's one condition is that you eat from the Lechem Mishnah, but you don't require a condition to be yotzer with his brocha. The third shitta is that you don't have to eat from the Lechem Mishnah, but you have to be yotzer with the brocha. So we now have three different shittas, and the raya is from that Rashi in Maseches Shabbos, where Rashi says the essential part of the Lechem Mishnah is to be yotzer with the birchas hamotzi of the one who is actually cutting the bread and has the Lechem Mishnah in front of him. You don't have to have your Lechem Mishnah in front of you. As long as he has the Lechem Mishnah in front of him, and he is motzi with the brocha, and you're yotzer with his brocha, you don't make your own brocha, then you're yotzer Lechem Mishnah, even whatever bread you eat. You can eat your own your diet bread, whatever you want to do. You can have your wholemeal bread, a slice of bread, but as long as he is the mavor, you are yotzer with the bracha of the person who has lechem mishnah in front of him, but birchas hamotzi, you are yotzer lechem mishnah, even if you don't actually take a prusa from his lechem mishnah. That's the shita which brings from, seems to be based on Rashi, and Rosolovaychik brings from his grandfather, Rav Chaim Brisker. Yet the fourth shita, which is possibly pshat in the Eish Lavron, that you need neither. All you have to do is be present when the you have to be participate in a suddah where there's Lechem Mishnah. As far as the bracha is concerned, you can make your own bracha. And as far as eating from the Lechem Mishnah, this was the most makel shitta, if you like, and you don't have to eat from the Lechem Mishnah either. Neither condition is required. What is required is that you are present when you're present when the Baal HaBayis is Bodseya. There's a slight condition to that. That is, if we would learn the Eish Lavron, possibly, as long as you listen to the brocha of the Baal HaBayis, like the Eish Lavron says, you have to be present. The Suda, you're participating in a Suda where there's Lechem Mishnah. Even if you don't eat from the Lechem Mishnah, even if you make your own brocha, it doesn't matter. But according to the Eish Lavron, this interpretation of Eish Lavron, provided that you listen to the bracha of the person who has the Lechem Mishnah in front of him, even though he's not motzi you because it's a brichas hanenin and you're making your own bracha. You make your own bracha, but you have to be present when he makes the bracha over the Lechem Mishnah, but you're not actually yotzer with the bracha. That we saw two variation of that shita. Either just have to be present, and you don't even have to listen to his bracha particularly, or you have to have kavona when he makes the bracha that he is being motzi yedei lechem mishnah, but not yedei bracha.
Then you can say baruch hu v'ruch shmoi to his bracha.
Presumably, yeah, presumably, because it's not a hefsek, and why should
Okay,
what we've got is here basically four shittas. The fourth shitta could be subdivided into two, perhaps, but let's say it's four shittas. Number one, which is what most people think. I mean, that's what I always understood until I encountered this different minute, that you have to listen to the bracha and he is mostly your day bracha, very similar to the when to kiddush, where a person is mostly kiddush. You don't even have to drink from the kiddush wine. You're still yotze. As long as somebody drinks, you don't have to drink from the wine. The comparison to kiddush comes up several times. I haven't really gone into that. So the first shitta is you have to be yotze your day bracha and also take a piece from the lechem mishneh itself. Second shitta is we don't require both conditions. It could be either one. Going to one shitta, it would be as long as I take from the lechem mishneh, and I can make my own bracha, and there are very good sources for that. There's a very widespread minhag. You see, from the son of the Kohen, the son of the Melamed Lahoil, possibly that's the Pshat Neishal Avraham as well. That you don't have to actually be yotz the bracha. On the contrary, the bracha is a birchas anenin. Birchas anenin I make for myself, and maybe it's an achat chiddush to make it because birchas anenin you can't be motzi others. No din arvus on birchas anenin. Possibly. Others say, of course, that when there's a kavir, you can even be yotze birchas anenin, because there's an element of birchas hamitzvos in it as well. All right, that would be the debate. Is it a birchas, pure birchas anenin? Is it a birchas hamitzvos? Or is it a birchas hamitzvos, which is a sort of hybrid, a birchas hamitzvos and a birchas anenin? That would be, you can debate that point. But I'll go upon him, as long as you take from the lechem mishneh, you're yotze, you don't require the other condition to be yotze the bracha. Third shita is, the ikka is that you are yotze with the bracha. That's Shittas Rashi from according to Reb Chaim. The ikka shita is that you are yotze the bracha being made over lechem mishneh. What you eat, that's not the problem. You can eat from your own bread. You don't have to take necessarily from the lechem mishneh. Third, the fourth shita is I need neither. I can make my own bracha and I can eat my own bread. Nonetheless, as long as the Sudas Shabbos is taking place in the presence of a balabais who has lechem mishneh in front of him, and he is being yotze the lechem mishneh, the shlichus, according to the Eishel Avraham, again using the Eishel Avraham, that is motzi all the people who are participating in that Suda with lechem mishneh. In that fourth shitta, we can have possibly, he should listen to the bracha, and perhaps the bracha is what enables him to be mistarif to the Suda, even though he's not yotze with the bracha. And according to others, perhaps not even the bracha is required because you're making your own bracha anyway. So we'll stop there. Take all the questions in the middle.